AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates at a two-decade high. The AP's Sagar Magani reports inflation is the reason.
The Fed had believed inflation was steadily easing, but
in recent months, inflation has shown a lack of further progress toward our 2% objective.
And Chair Jerome Powell says it will need greater confidence. Prices are slowing toward that goal before cutting rates.
I don't know exactly when that will be.
He says the Fed's prepared to keep the rates where they are as long as needed. After just 6 weeks ago projecting 3 rate cuts this year, some Fed officials have speculated rates may not be high enough to curb the economy and inflation, but Powell's dismissing that.
I think it's unlikely that the next policy rate move will be a hike.
It also downplays concerns of stagflation, a toxic mix of weak growth, high unemployment, and elevated inflation.
I don't see the stag or the flation, actually.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Stocks finished mixed, the Dow up 87 points. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats will table an attempt by Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene to oust Speaker Mike Johnson.
Marjorie Taylor Greene is the star of the show. The show is called Republicans Gone Wild. It is undermining the well-being of the American people.
Prosecutors in New York are asking for a September retrial for Harvey Weinstein. The disgraced movie mogul's 2020 rape conviction was overturned by an appeals court. Alvin Bragg is the DA.
The Court of Appeals decision certainly restricts us from using evidence that was used last time. But to be clear, we believe that we have a strong case.
Democrats in the Arizona Senate have enough votes to repeal an abortion ban. This is AP News. A 98-year-old woman in Ukraine who escaped Russian forces by walking almost 6 miles alone, wearing slippers and carrying a walking stick, was reunited with her family.
Lydia Stepanovna Lomikovska says in a video interview posted by the National Police of Donetsk region, "I woke up surrounded by shooting all around. So scary." Stepanovna and her family decided last week that the time had come to leave. The young family members took the back routes, but Lydia wanted to stay on the main road. The tough 98-year-old continues, "As I started walking, I saw uprooted trees. I lay down 2 times to rest. I was falling too. Once I lost balance and fell into weeds. Walking all day without food and water, she eventually reached Ukrainian lines." I'm Charles Deledesma.
An exhibition of Western military equipment captured from Ukrainian forces opened today in Moscow. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.